Okay. Good afternoon, everyone. Again, Erev Shabbos. I want to welcome all of our Torah Anytime viewers. We're now streaming live on J-Root Radio. We have a very special shiur this Erev Shabbos, Erev Rosh Chodesh. And we're going to try to connect Rosh Chodesh with the parasha with Korach. Just want to mention, this shiur is being sponsored by Daniel Avraham and Chana Wasserman in honor of their daughter's mitzvah on Tesvav Sivan, Naomi Shifra. She should be Ale v'hatzlach tikanes l'tar l'chov v'asim taivim. Okay, so the Torah tells us in Siman Tav Yud Zayin in Or HaChaim, the idea that Rosh Chodesh is considered somehow the Yom Tif of the Noshim. In fact, some have a minog not to do malacha. So where does this come from? What does that mean, Rosh Chodesh is the Yom Tov of Nashim? In what way? Why? So the Torah brings down, he quotes the Pirkei Rabbi Elazar, that the women did not want to contribute their earrings to their husbands when they made the egel, and therefore as a reward, Hashem gave them a schar that they would guard and keep and preserve Rosh Chodesh more than the men. And the Torah says, V'shamati me'achi harav Yehuda. I heard from my brother, Rabbi Yehuda. The Torah was Rabbeinu Yaakov ben Rabbeinu Asher. So Rabbeinu Yaakov's brother, Rabbeinu Yehuda, told the Torah a reason. What's the reason that Rosh Chodesh is the Yom Tov of the Nashim? B'fisha ha-mayadim niskenu k'neged ha-avais. The various Yom Tovim that we have during the course of the year, Pesach, Shavuot, and Sukkot, are k'neged ha-avais. Pesach k'neged Abraham, v'chziv lushi v'asi ugais, u'pesachaya. Pesach is connected to Abraham, that when Abraham had the malachim in his house, he said to Sarah, Lushi v'asei ugois, and it was Pesach. Shavuos is connected to Yitzchak, because the Tekiah Shofar of Kabbalah HaTorah was from the Isle of Yitzchak, and Sukkos is connected to Yaakov, because it says about Yaakov, u'lemekenehu asa Sukkos. And what about Rosh Chodesh? The Yurbe is Rosh Chodashim, the 12 Rosh Chodashim, are also called a Mayed. They were Keneged the Yud Beis Shvatim. Ukshachatu be'egel, when Klal Yisrael sinned by the egel, nitlu mehem, it was taken from them, v'nitnu l'nishoyseyem, and it was given to their wives, l'zecher, as a memory, shlohayu v'oyseychet, that they were not part of the sin. It's interesting, mehechi teisi, first of all, the women did not contribute to the egel. It doesn't say they didn't contribute. Who said they didn't contribute? So the Levush brings down in Siman Tav Yud Zayin that the mitzvah of Rosh Chodesh, Chazal say, and the Levush also quotes Pirkei Rabbi Elazar, is more mutal on the women than the men. Why? Because Hashem gave them reward that they did not contribute to the egel. And the Levush brings a raya. Because at first it says, Vayoyimar aleyam harayin, Tirku nizmei hazav asher ba'oznei nishaychem, b'neichem, b'noiseichem, hevi'olai. Take off the rings from your wives, sons, and daughters. But b'shas ma'is, it says, v'yisparku kol ha'am. Et nizmei asher ba'ozneihem. What do you mean? It should say ba'ozneihem uva'ozneihen. That implies ma'asher ba'ozneihem shal ha'am, which are the men, that the women did not want to contribute. And therefore, since the 12 Rosh Chodashim were originally connected the males of the Shvatim, and it was the first mitzvah that was given to us by Yetzias Mitzrayim, and when Klal Yisrael sinned by the Egel, and the women did not want to contribute, Hashem took it away from the men, and he gave it to the women. And by the way, this the makar of this is the Pirkei Rabbi Elazar, who says pretty explicitly that when Aaron saw that Hur, the son of his sister, Miriam's son, was killed, so Aaron made the following argument. He said, if I don't tell them to give me gold and silver, what are they going to do? They might kill me, they're going to do worse. When the women heard, says the Pirkei Rabbi Elazar, Leiratsuv, Leikibla Aleim, Leitan Iznaim, he said, the women did not listen, and therefore Hashem rewarded them that they guard Rosh Chodesh more than the men. Okay, and then the Pirkei Elazar says, "The Nasan lahem schar la'olam haba." God gave the women reward in the world to come. Shehin asidin lehischadish tamay Rosh Chodeshim. The women are destined to be renewed like Rosh Chodesh. What does that mean? What does that mean, they're going to be renewed? It's very interesting. If you look in the Eliyahu Rabbah, and this is an interesting point of information, in what way is a woman, what's the relevance of Rosh Chodesh to a woman? The Eliyahu Rabbah writes that every month a woman renews herself, her cycle is repeated, her cycle is renewed, she goes to the mikvah, and she's toivo for her husband, and she desires to be beloved by her husband like when she first married him, just like the moon. So there, a woman experiences a similar cycle to the moon. The renewal of the moon is analogous to the woman's renewal to her husband on a monthly basis, that every month the woman's relationship with her husband repeats itself and is renewed, is mischadesh. In fact, the Marshal writes a very interesting thing. You know, when you married your wife, how long ago? Don't answer that question. You know, 100 years ago, 130 years ago, whatever it was, some more, some less, and you look at the pictures and you see a beautiful Kala, and now, 150 years later, sometimes maybe she doesn't look the same. So Chazal say that La'atzad Lavoi, the Marshal writes, that even an old woman will return to her, the beauty of her youth, La'atzad Lavoi. Okay. That's what the Eliyahu Rabbah reports in the name of the Marshal. The man, don't get your hopes up, you know? So also the Eliyahu Rabbah, number 8, brings here, when we say that it was given to the women, that implies that at first Rosh Chodesh was only given to the men. It was not a unified holiday at first. It's not that it was for everyone and then only to the women. If we say that it was given to the women, that implies at first it was given to the men. Otherwise, if the women already had it, they're not getting any reward. The fact that they're being rewarded, that implies they did not have Rosh Chodesh before. Only the men had Rosh Chodesh. And now they have it. So now that's a question we have to deal with. Why originally did the women not have Rosh Chodesh? What did they do originally that warranted that they shouldn't have Rosh Chodesh, that we're saying the reward is they're being given Rosh Chodesh? And what's the lumdus that they're getting Rosh Chodesh? By the way, that Taz writes that there's a concept, that when a tzaddik fulfills a mitzvah, the tzaddik takes his chelek and the chelek of the rasha. Well, that's exactly what's happening with Rosh Chodesh. The women who were righteous with the chelek ha'igal, they're taking their share, and they're taking the share of their husbands as well. In other words, this is a little bit of a different way of looking at it, because the Beis Yosef asks that if the women already had Rosh Chodesh, what kind of reward is it? They already had it. That's not called a reward. The answer the Taz wants to say is, even though they originally did have Rosh Chodesh, they're now being given the chelek of the men in Rosh Chodesh as well. So there are two ways of looking at it. One way is it was only given to the men, and then it was taken away from the men and given only to the women. Or it used to be jointly owned, and now the half that the men owned is being given over to the women. But let's try to understand the way the Eliyahu Rabbah is looking at it, that the women originally did not have Rosh Chodesh at all, and then it was taken away from the men and given to the women. Okay, let me share with you something very interesting. We know that Tfilos Avos Tiknum, that the Tfilos were enacted by the Avos. So Abraham was Mesakin Shachris, Shenemar Vayashkim Abraham Baboiker, and Yitzchak was Mesakin Mincha, Shenemar Vayetze Yitzchak Lasuach Basada, and Yaakov was Mesakin Mariv, Shenemar Vayifka Bamoker. So who was Mesakin Mustafa on Rosh Chodesh? Ha! So the Chidah brings down in at least 3 places that if Rosh Chodesh is the Yom Tov of the women, and the paragon of the Isha Tzadikis is Rachel Imenu. Rachel was Nesakein Mutzah for Rosh Chodesh. And the remez is Roshe Chodashim La'amcha Nasata An Kapara L'chol Talosim Roshe Chodashim La'amcha Roshe Tevois Rachel. Rachel was Nesakein Tzilat Mutzah of Rosh Chodesh. Says the Chida in the Berkei Yosef. Look at number 5. Mutzah Shal Rosh Chodesh Rachel Imenu Tiknasuha. Shatzavta Baruch HaKodesh. She foresaw with her Holy Spirit. She knew the men would mess up. She knew the men would sin with the ego. And she knew the women would not. And she was mistaking Rosh Chodesh in the honor of the women pre-Chet HaEgel. Pretty amazing. Pre-Chet HaEgel. The Chida writes in the Midbar Kedemah, book number 6, Rachel Imenu. The Zchusa Nivnu Rosh Chodeshim Yisrael. In her Zchus, Rosh Chodesh was given to Kali Yisrael. Between Rosh Chodesh and La'amcha, Rosh Chodesh was Rachel, and Musa Rosh Chodesh, Rachel went and Tiknasai, she saw Baruch HaKodesh, that the women would not sin with the ego. By the way, the Chida brings down in the Sefer Dvash Lefi, that the word Kayoreas, like the moon, is the Gematria Rachel. Kayoreas, like the moon. That the women are tied to the cycle of the moon. Well, Rabbi, let's take a look then at this week's Parsha. Since this week's Parsha is not only Parsha Korach, but it's Shabbat Rosh Chodesh, let's see what connection there is in the Parsha to Rosh Chodesh and to the Koyach of Nashim. The Pasuk says in Mishlei, Chachmoy Nashim Bansa Besa V'Ivelet B'Yadeha Seher Senu. The wisdom of a woman builds her home, and with foolishness, she tears it down with her hands. So the Pasuk is saying in Mishlei that the success of the home is dependent on the wisdom of the woman. Says Rashi, what's an example of a woman who built her home? K'may ishtoi shel oin ben Peles, like the wife of oin ben Peles, k'may shemafurash b'parak chelek. And what is the example of the foolish woman who destroyed her home? An example would be the wife of Korach. Tahara is based on Ishtoi Shel Korach. So Marv Rabbeinu, what happened over here? In what way did the wife of Oyin Ben Peles build her home? And in what way did Korach's wife destroy her home? Says the Gemara in Sanhedrin and the Kuftes on the base. The Oyin Sheyashav Ba'aninas. Oyin, because he became an Oynein. Peles, wonders happened to him. Ben Ruvain, Ben Sharah Behaven, a son that saw and understood. Amarav, Oin Ben Peles, Ishta Hitzilasai. The wife of Oin, his wife, saved him. Oin's wife saved his skin. Amrale, she said to him, what are you getting involved in here? Either way, you're still going to be. Either way, you're going to be a nothing. Either a nothing here or a nothing there. What do you have to gain? You're going to be the executive assistant vice president. Everyone's the executive assistant vice president. It doesn't matter to you whether Moshe is in charge or Korach is in charge. You have nothing to gain. My naftalachmina imaraba antalmida imaraba antalmida. Either way, you're not on the bottom of the rung. Amalah, he said to her, my avid. Have a ba'itza, I was part of the counter, Shtavali, Bahadaw, I swore. So she said, I know, look, I know one thing. Every good Baal Machloikis is far from. And there's no way, he said, Amrale Yodana, Dekula, Kenishta, Kadishtanim. They're all holy people. The Siv, Kikala, Edukulam, Kadoishim. Everything is for Kadisha, the Tara. Obviously, they have these lofty kavanas. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to sit outside and I'm going to uncover my gear. And there's no way these big tzadikim of Bali Machlekes are going to look at my hair uncovered. Unrelay, she said to him, Tov, if you stay here, Da'ana Matzonach, I'll take care of you. Ashkisa Chamra, she gave him to drink wine. Ba'arvisa, and she inebriated him. Ba'aginsa Gavoy, and she put him to sleep on the inside. Oysa Albava, she sat outside, the Sasra Salamazia, and she untied her here. Called the Asa, anyone who came, Chazia saw her, Hadar, and retracted. in the meantime, already everybody got flour in the ground, right? So that's one of the benefits of covering your hair. You could always save your bad husband by uncovering. But if she kept her hair uncovered all the time, she never would have been able to do this. Okay. Kol da'ah to anyone who came. So they went back. Va'adahachi ivluhu itza. Okay. Ivluhu. Itza de Kairach, but the wife of Kairach, Arpralei, she said to him, Chazi my kohen Moshe, you have a Malka. He's the king. La'achvashavi kahana rabba, the brother of the kohen Gadol. Levnei achua to the sons of his brother, Shavinu skani de kahana. Iis yu truma. If truma comes, Amar tevel akoyen. Yo tamaito. Diskusi atun. You take it. Amar havu chad miyud lakoyen. Voi de gaiz leilu mazaychu. Umatalachu ki kufta. Basically, Amrale, she said to him, Kivan de kula rabusa today. Amar iyo nami tamas hapshi implished him. Basically, she persuaded him she fueled the machloikas, and she instigated him, and she provoked him. So Oyen's wife was a smart lady. She says to Oyen, you have nothing to gain. And Kara's wife fueled the fires of machloikas. Hainu d'chsiv, chachma itznashem ban sabesa. The wisdom of a woman builds a house is the wife of Oyen ben Peles, and the foolish woman destroys her house. That is the wife of Kairach. Okay, interesting. So Arosh Hashiva, Zechatai Lebracha, Hagoyin, Ravata Chanoi Chenech Leibowitz, he pointed out that if the Gemara is invoking the Pasuk, Chachmat Nashim, Bantadesa, that implies that the influence that Oyen's wife wielded and the influence that Kairach's wife wielded came through their capacity as a wife. In other words, if we're utilizing the pasuk, the wisdom of a woman builds her home, that's the wife of Oyen. The foolishness of a woman destroys her home, that's the wife of Kairach. In what capacity were they exercising their influence? As their rav? Were they the rav of the house? The mashkiach of the house? The mashkiach? No. They're exercising their capacity as wife. And what do we see from here? Says the Sefer Kedushei Halev. He says, "Mashma." Look on the second paragraph, of number 12, the second line. Sheinitz itzlichu lashpia al oin ben pelat al karach. Rak biglal shahayu nishay seyem. Their influence was only because they were the wife. V'ainu sheteva ha'ish liyos mushva meyishtay. Human nature is a husband is influenced by their wife. If you want to know who influences you more than anyone else in this world, your Rebbe, the guy who gives Shir in Young Israel, the rabbi in the shul, the pulpit rabbi, your mother, your father, your sister, your brother, if you want to know who influences you more than anyone in this world, it's your wife. And that is, Kairach's wife had the ability to destroy him, and to be Mechayiv Hemisa, and to make him lose his Olam Haba, and Oyen Ben Peles said his wife had the ability to save him. By the way, in the Sefer Chasidim, in Oiz Kuf Lamed Hei, he says on the Pasuk in Tehillim, Al Zois Yispalel Kol Chosid Eilecha La'eis Mitzai, and the Chachamim say, La'eis Mitzai, Davin for a good wife. Why? D'noyek Sheba Olam Ha'ish Karach Achar Ha'isha. You should know that even though you think that you set the tone in your home, if you think you're the leader in your home, no, it doesn't work like that. The wife sets the tone. A man is tied to his wife, like it says by Achav, Asher Hisasa Oisa Yizdevel Ishtai. There's a story about a chassid achad that he married a chassid gemura, and he gave her a get, and then he married an ishara. And this guy, she went, and she married a Rosh HaGomor. So, what happened? What's the fate of the story? You have two good people, Tzadik and Tzadikas. The Tzadikas married a Rasha, and the Tzadik married a Rashanta. The Tzadikas took the Rasha, she made him the Gadol Hadar, and the Rashanta took the Gadol Hadar and made him Vaiter and Oisbar. That's the end of the story. Okay, so it's talk of the nisus of Rosh Hagomor. Hachotir ozav midas menevach v'hatzas ishtay ra. Harosh of shavim rishosav v'nasach chotir gomor. Therefore, make sure you get a good wife. In fact, okay. Then he says something very interesting. Kol yirei Hashem. When it comes to a dvar mitzvah, okay. I'll let you read that on your own. It's not for general consumption. Fine. Weiter. In number 14, the Sefer Chidushei Halev points out that what we see from the Sefer Chassidim is that human nature is for a person to be influenced in a very deep way from one's spouse. And a woman could take a woman has the capacity to take a yisvarf and make him a good guy. And also the other way around. The other way around as well, that a bad woman could take a good guy and bring him down. And therefore, could a husband influence his wife? Everything's possible. You know, all the rules have their exceptions. But in general, it seems like it works the other way around. So first of all, we see from here a few things. It's important to make sure to marry a good woman. But once it's done already, a person should be aware that the primary influence in their life is their spouse. And therefore, if a person was zaycha to marry a good wife and a wife who brings him in the right direction, then go with the flow. Let it happen. It's a good thing. On the other hand, on the other way around, if a person is in a situation where they are headed in a better direction, then a person has to be very much on guard and be aware of the possible pitfall. It's interesting, on this note, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky points out in Parsha Shlach. So you have the Meraglim, you have the ten Meraglim who feared off, and then you have the two Meraglim, the two spies who stayed on the good path, Yeshua and Kalev. And the Torah tells us that Yeshua's name originally was Hoshea, and Moshe Rabbeinu changed it to Yeshua. He davened Ka Yoshiacha Me'asas Meraglim. So Rabbi Yaakov asks, what's going on over here? Why didn't Moshe Rabbeinu daven for Kalev? Why did he only daven for Yeshua Benun? So Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky says a very beautiful answer. He says, why didn't Moshe Rabbeinu daven for Kalev? Why would he have to daven for Kalev? Who's Kalev's wife? Miriam! Miriam! He's not in danger. There's no chance that Kalev's going to do something wrong. If he would do something wrong, boy, would his wife give it to him. So Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have to daven for Kalev. Kalev was married to Miriam. Kalev was married to Miriam, he's safe. Yoshua Benon maybe did not have the same type of protection, and therefore Moshe Rabbeinu had to daven for him. I always thought to answer a little differently, because the truth is, Kali is a different wife, besides Miriam. Now, I'm not sure when he married her, but the Gemara Megillah says, Ve'elu b'nei Bishya, these are the children of Bishya, Asher lakach Mered, who Mered married. And the Gemara asks, who's Mered? Mered is Kalev. And Kalev rebelled against Meraglim, and therefore he married Bishya, who rebelled against her father, Parag. So, I don't know when Kalev married Bishya, but if the reason why that zivug was made, because they both were able to go against the flow, maybe the reason why Kalev was able to go against the Meraglim is when you have a wife like Bishya, who was able to stem the tide and go against her father's gezerah, that gave him the strength to go against the tide of the Meraglim, and again, Moshe Rabbeinu did not have to daven for Kalev. Okay, so I want to point out something very interesting here. Rosh Chodesh, we just mentioned, is the Yom Tov of the women, because the women did not sin at the Egel. We also mentioned that originally Rosh Chodesh was the Yom Tov only of the men. And then it was taken from them and given to the women. Why was it only the Yom Tov of the men? My rabbi said there's a mitzvah every month of Kiddush HaChodesh, Kiddush Levana. Is it a mitzvah to fish as man grama? Presumably yes. Rav Shlomo Kluger writes, no, but presumably it is. Do women say Kiddush Levana? Never saw a woman say Kiddush Levana. And the Magen Avraham says, even though women are Mekayim Mitzvah Sasation as Man Grom like Sukkah, they're not Mekayim Kiddush Levana. Why? Because it's their fault. They ruined the Levana. When did they ruin Levana? When Chava took the Eitz Hadas and she ate it, and she said, guess what for supper tonight? A little Eitz Hadas. And then the moon shrunk. So she messed up the Levana, and therefore she can't do Kiddush Levana. You got it, that's what he said. Magen Avraham said. Now, where does it come from? The Shlach. The Shlach HaKadosh, right? It's look at number 18 in the Shara. It's Kuf. U'minug Yafa, a beautiful minug. We're noig in Yerushalayim. We say after the bracha, Mizmar of Haleluka. Tanachin hu ma'oid. With his oir, or halavana shamal, we want to arouse the light of the moon above. Ki malchus beis David. She'aleha roimzim David melech Yisrael chai v'kayim. And then we say, Tanadvei Rabbi Shmuel, ilu loizachu, dayu. Amar abaye, hilkos sarach l'meimra, mu'ubad. Then Kaddish Rabbanan. It's a very beautiful thing because lots of love, the Pagam Halavana will go away, and the sun, the moon will be like the sun. And then Yiskadeo, Yiskadeh Shmei Rabbah, and God's name will be whole, and the throne will be whole. Very nice. Asher Nirabe, Naishemi Tamzem, Misrachil, and Osher Mitzvah, that's why women don't do Kiddush Levana. Either Mekayim, any Mitzvah, Sasei Shazman, Grama, like Shofar and Lulav. But I never saw, maybe I saw a woman take the Lulavanet and never saw a woman do Kiddush Levana. They daven Shachar's Mincha Ma'ariv, says the Shlach. So why don't they do Kiddush Levana? Because they ruin the Levana. How? Chet of Chava, and therefore they're embarrassed from the moon. That's what you thought. What? We're going to come to that. They fixed it with the ego. And they didn't listen to the Nachash. In other words, who persuaded Klai Yisrael to make the Egel? The Sat on the Nachash. And the second time around, the women didn't listen. So, okay, fine. So we give them Rosh Chodesh, that they guarded more than the men. But still, since they're the original Siba, that the Nachash came to the world, and then the men, in other words, the women brought the Nachash, and because of the Nachash came the Chedel Egel, so women don't do Kiddush Levana. It's a very interesting thing, the Shlach saying, that women ruin the moon. Lamaisa, that would explain why Rosh Chodesh was originally only given to the men and not to the women. Why? Because originally, they were the ones who were Pagim B'Levana. So therefore, that's why Rosh Chodesh was only given to the men. The same reason they don't do Kiddush Levana, originally Rosh Chodesh was not given to them. But then, when the men stumbled by the Egel, it was taken away from the men, given to the women, but the women still don't do Kiddush Levana. There is a major problem over here. It's very hard to blame somebody for something that they didn't do. Yeah, it says on the fourth day when God created Esham, by Yom Elikim, Yihima Oros Rukiya Shemayim, right? Esham Or HaGadom Shalzayim Esham Or HaKatan. So the moon was already made small before Chava was ever conceived and born and came to this world. It's very hard to blame her for the Pagimas HaLevana when the Levana was Nifgam before. This is a question that the Aruch HaShulchan sort of alludes to. Aruch HaShulchan in Siman Tav Chavav, he says, you know, you say anyone who's Mavarach L'Chadosh Bizmano is like being Mekabel Pnei Hashchina, and we're up to number 19, says the Aruch HaShulchan Mavur, the Kiddush HaLevana who Inyan God of Anoira. Somehow the original sin is connected to the Pesukim Mas Halavana. But the question is how? He doesn't say. Ula Asid Lavai, that the sin of Adam HaRishon will be fixed, then the moon will be fulfilled. So where does this come from? Who said that because of the sin of the Yetzer Hara, the moon was made small? So in the Shas Tshuvos Rav Pa'alim of the Ben Ish Chai, he in the Chelak Dalet, Siman Lamed Dalet, he wants to know, where does it come from that the women were the ones who were playing game by Levana? He says the answer is, the Makar is in the Shlach, that the women were Goyim the Begama Levana, it came from Chava, and therefore the women do not do Kiddush Levana. By the way, that's the reason why, Al Kein Amru Chazal, why do women have the mitzvot of Nida, Chala, and Hadlakas Haner? Also because of the sin of Chava. Chava put down, what? She was Kava Ma'ira Shalaylam, and therefore she has to light the Neiris. By the way, the Shlach says, just like the Levana, the Pagam is only full after 7 days, a woman is only mutter to her husband after 7 days. And just like the moon cycles 30 days, the cycle of the woman is 30 days. But, says the Rav Pa'alim, says Ben Ishai, you should know there is no makar for this idea in the Kisvei Arizal. It's not mentioned anywhere. This is the chiddush of the Shlach. There's a tshuva from the Klausenberger Rebbe, in Shas Tshuva, Divrei Yatziv. You know, the Kiddush Levana comes every month, but there's a mitzvah that comes even less frequently, and that is Birchas Hachama, once every 28 years. Do women do Birchas Hachama? Do women do Birchas Hachama? I don't mean today. I mean every 28 years. Do women do Birchas Hachama? So says the Kloisenberger, the Chacham Tzvi says, of course they don't. Of course they're not allowed to. Shanashim lo yivarcha Birchas Hachama. Why? Because it says in the Sefer Noye Katzon Yosef, Katzav Adoni Mari V'chami, that the reason why women are not Mekadosh HaChodesh is because they cause the moon to be Pogam. Lefizeh, Kiddush Hachama, that women, that the minhag is to make at the beginning of the cycle, they should make. One second. And the Chacham Tzvi was moida that they should. So the question is, so what does the Chacham Tzvi hold? They should, they shouldn't. So says the Klausenberger Rebbe, the Shla writes that women don't do Kiddush Levana because they're a pagan of Levana. So it's like this. The Chacham Tzvi was moida that according to the Shla, that those who are noig to make a bracha on mitzvah taseh shazman grama should not do Kiddush Levana. Why? According to that, so here's the question. The question is, the Chacham Tzvi, we have conflicting reports about the Chacham Tzvi. First he said, of course they don't. Then he said, of course they do. The answer is like this. If the reason why they wouldn't is, like the Magen Avraham says, that women do mitzvah taseh shazman grama, elamai kiddush levana not, because they're plaguing levana, they weren't plaguing him in the chama, and then why in the world should they not do kiddush hachama? But it happens to be the Chacham Tzvi's shita is that women don't make a bracha mitzvah taseh shazman grama. And the Mela, the Chacham Tzvi, was moida that if, according to the Shla's reason not to make Kiddush Levana, they would do Kiddush Hachama. Chacham Tzvi just happens to hold women don't make a bracha on Sukkah and Lulav or any mitzvah that they shaz man grama. And that's why the Chacham Tzvi wrote that they would not make a bracha on Birchas Hachama. However, that's a very big machlokes. It's a machlokes between Ashkenazim and Sephardim. Ashkenazim basically hold women do make a bracha on mitzvah taseh shazman grama, but for a Sfardi, they're not allowed to make a bracha on mitzvah taseh shazman grama. It's usur for them, which includes Baruch Sha'amar and Yishtabach. Then a Sfardi woman, check with your local poshtik, Rav Avadi Yosef said that if you're a Sfardi and you want to send to Ashkenazi school, that's your problem. But what's a bigger problem is No, you want to send to Ashkenazi school? Do they have good learning? It's true. But yet you cannot allow them to say Baruch Shachar and Yishtabach and maybe even Brachas Krishna, check with your Friday Poisek. The halacha, it's Baruch HaLatala. They're not allowed to say it. Ashkenazim are, do say it, Sfaradim are not allowed to say it. Okay. And according to that, if you hear a Sfaradi woman say it, you can't even answer Amen, they're not allowed to say the Bracha. Fine. But the Pleisenberg Rebbe concludes that our women are noyig like the Chacham Tzvi, and like the Sanzer Rav, that there is a Kabbalistic reason for women not to say Bracha Mitzvah Tzvi Shazman Grama. So apparently, at least those who follow Sanz also do not make a Bracha on Mitzvah Tzvi Shazman Grama. But then he is bothered by the following question. Now, what in the world does the Shlom mean that women were goyim in the Pagam HaLavana? The Lavana was made small even before Achava ever was born. He says, the emes ma'ashachos of HaShla, shechava gorma Pagam HaLavana, in was a muvan. Shara Lavana nismata oidlus neishanoi shechava. You know what the answer is? Hadvarim amukin utamurin. It's deep and hidden. And mevarma derech hanistar. It's the secrets of Kabbalah, the only Asek Benistarais. And I don't busy myself with the secrets of Torah. In other words, you know, if you understand, you understand. And if you don't, you don't. It's, you know, one of those things. Amnam the Pashtos, you could say, Al-Pipshat, we find the Pasuk that the light of the moon will be like the sun, and the sun will be seven times more. So what do you see from there? The sun was also diminished. So the sun was diminished, and possibly women should not make Berachas Hachama either, says the Klausenberg Rebbe. Okay. There's a Sefer Shasar Tshuva's Kinyan Torah, who also tried to explain this idea. What does it mean women were poygame in Levana? They weren't even born yet. So let's see if we could figure out what he means over here. Look at number 22. He saw in the Sefer Tos for Shabbos that the Ramah says women should not be mavdil. Why shouldn't women make havdalah? By the way, when we say women shouldn't make havdalah, that just means if there are men around, they shouldn't make havdalah. If a woman, if her husband's not around or she's by herself, a woman must make havdalah and she should drink it herself. It's just a preference, but halachically, she should make havdalah. But what's the reason women refrain or avoid it? Because for the same reason, the women don't make a bracha on the Levana because they're regarding the Pagam HaLevana. And women don't drink from Havdalah because also the Eit Hadas was a Geffen. And through the Chet, it caused Amnida to come to the world to be Mavdal her to Adam. So it could be that's what the Magen Avraham means when the Magen Avraham references Soif Simen Reish Sadi Vav, when the Magen Avraham in Hilchos Havdalah, the reason why he references Kiddush HaChodesh. Yeah, women should drink from Kiddush, but not from that. So by the way, he writes over here, Agav, he wants to point out, he saw that there were those who were bothered. The Pagam HaLevana was on Wednesday. That's when the Ma'aretz were born, right? That's what you mentioned before. And the Chet of the Eitz HaDas was not until Friday. He says, Loi Kashamidi. It's not true. Why not? Because it's Toloi Zebazah. The after Rav writes, you know, Rashi says that Hashem told the world, Eit Pri Oisa Pri, that the fruit trees should taste like fruit. And they didn't listen. They made Eit Oisa Pri. So the trees did not listen to Hashem. Okay. So now the question is, why didn't they listen? They don't have a Yisahara. Why didn't they listen? So they did an Avira Lishma. Why? What kind of Avira Lishma? Since Adam was destined to sin, and he was created from the Adama, so they wanted to give Adam an excuse. So for Adam to say, you know why I sinned? You created me from the earth, and the earth already has in it the seeds of rebelliousness. This is the means of the Zacharti is Rishi Yaakov to Ha'aretz Eskar. Yeah, and that's chat. Hashem remembers He created us on the earth, and the earth, the material that we were created from, has a streak of rebelliousness to it. So too, Bachanami Toli Pigan Halavana Hakoidim the Meucher Lamaisachir Ide Chava. Now, what does that mean? What is the spin of the Meuris got to do with Chava? It means like this: Bereishis, all Maisa Bereishis, above and below, was all created on the first day from the Koyach Hiyuli, meaning somehow, he doesn't explain, but somehow the Meuris was to be able to give Chava an excuse to be able to sin. Unclear exactly what he means. I want to bring out two. Let's think about the development of Rosh Chodesh. According to many, originally given to the men. So we sort of conjectured the women were the ones who were plaguing the Levana, so therefore they were not given Rosh Chodesh. So it was only given to the men. And then when the men sinned by the Egel and the women did not, Rosh Chodesh was taken away from the men and given to the women. So it's very interesting how the timeline and the if you analyze the history of Rosh Chodesh, how at first the women were the furthest from Rosh Chodesh, and now they're the most observant of Rosh Chodesh. Why is that? How is it that in the origins of Rosh Chodesh, women were at first the most distant, they don't even do Kiddush Levana, and now Rosh Chodesh is the Yom Tov of the women? So you remember a couple of weeks ago, we spoke about Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva darshened Es Hashem Elokecha Tira, the rabbis, tell me the Chachamim. And we asked, why Dafka Rabbi Akiva? Nobody else understood the greatness and the value of Tamir Chachamim. And Rabbi Yosef Engel pointed out that because when Rabbi Akiva was an Amah Oretz, he said, Mi yitzen li tamar chacham ad nashkanu kechamar, Rabbi Akiva was nichshal in appreciating Tamir Chachamim. So we brought an idea for the Baal Shem Tov that when Hashem wants a person to do tshuva, the process of tshuva is, in order for the person to have such charata, Hashem gives somebody who is nichshal on something an extra degree of havana in that inyan, so that they could appreciate how much they were nichshal to have the proper charata for what they did wrong. And because Rabbi Akiva was nichshal in chashivit for tamid chachamim, Hashem gave Rabbi Akiva a matana of havana and understanding of the greatness of tamid chachamim, so that he could darshan as Hashem lekecha tira l'rabbi tamid chachamim, and then feel the tremendous charata for having been mevaza tamid chachamim beforehand. So maybe that's what happened over here by Rosh Chodesh as well. This Yisrael, as you said, is about Shem Tov, of Kel Nekamais Hashem, Kel Nekamais Hifiyat, that God, Rebbe Shalom, gives a person revelation of Yediyat HaTorah for a person to be able to do tshuva. So, at first, the women were nichshal in the chashivas of the Levana. They were plaguing the Levana in the chet of Adam Arishayim. Memela for them to be misaking that. Rebbe Shalom perhaps gave the women a Havana Yisera in the importance of being Mamala the Levana, and therefore comes the Chet HaEgel. They were the ones who were able to overcome the Chet HaEgel as a tikkun for the Chet of the Eitz Hadas. The same way, Rebbe Shalom gave Rabbi Akiva a Havana in the Gavlos of Tamei Chacham to be misaking his Hachshala in Chashuot for Tamei Chachamim. The women who at first were nichshal now were able to be misgaber through this concept of Kel Nekamais Hashem, Kel Nekamais Hifiyah. Or if you remember, the way we explained it was that when somebody stumbles in something, it is incumbent upon them to try to rectify that and work on that inyan more. Memela, the women who are nichshal in the Pekima Talavana, they were always focused on trying to be mamale the levana, so comes the chet ha'ego, they were able to overcome more than the men. Be it as it may, Rav Rabbeisai, who's responsible for Korach being in the ground? Korach's wife. Who's responsible that Oyin Ben Peles was saved? His wife. Chachmas Noshim Bamsa Besov, the Ivelet, the Adat Tarasena. The Mela says the Gemara Balabatra. If you want to go on a good tour, go into the Arabian Desert and put your ear to the ground in a certain spot, and you'll hear Korach declaring Moshe v'Sayrasay Emet v'Him Badoin. And the Gemara says, how often does Korach resurface? Says the Gemara, when? Listen to what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, call Tlasin Yoimi every 30 days. Which day? On the 13th of the month. Says Rashbam, every Rosh Chodesh. Why Rosh Chodesh? Because Korach abused the Koyach of Noshim. Korach was succumbed to the foolish woman. Rosh Chodesh is the day that is a day of Yom Tov for the Noshim of Kais. The Tefillah of Rosh Chodesh was enacted by Rachel Imenu. Rashi Chodashim Anfa. Perhaps that is the reason why Korach has his tick on every Rosh Chodesh. Every Rosh Chodesh, Korach surfaces and he declares, Moshe, Emes, the Sayrasay Emes, this is the Koyach of Rosh Chodesh and the connection to Parshat Koyach. Avoy Say, Agin Shabbos, and Agin Chodesh.